John Axel Goodmanson, our Hendrick BMW High Performance Player of the Game, is sitting down with us. And John, first of all, congratulations, senior night. I know it's bittersweet, a 10-point win. Just explain to us the emotion of the night for you.
It was great. Playing in front of those fans for the last time, it's a blessing. And you can't ask for anything else.
Talk about the game. This was a nip-and-tuck scenario in the first half. They were hitting a lot of three balls. I thought the second half you guys really reestablished the attack, and that seemed to change the complexion of the game.
Yeah, we talked about it at halftime. We got to step up on defense. They're making some big shots. We needed to close out better, and I thought we did that in the second half. And that run when we had with like 7 minutes left of the game, it started with the defense, and we got some easy offense out of that.
Yeah, they had the alley-oop down here to go up 53-51, and then you guys went on a 22-2 run. You say defense, is that kind of what got it started?
Yeah, we always talk about great defense leads to great offense. And I don't know, throughout the A-10 conference, it seems like when we want to play good offense, we want to play hell of a defense with it. So we're going to keep that going.
What do you feel this team is right now? Because I know if I'm a 2-seed like Richmond and I see Davidson as the 7-seed, you seem like better than what a 7-seed might normally be. Do you feel like you guys can not only disrupt some things next week in Brooklyn, but maybe get on a run and take the whole thing?
Oh, for sure. We got a great team. We got great players on the team. We got one of the best coaches in the nation. So we're believing. We're believing in our dreams. The dream is still in front of us. So we got a lot of basketball to play.
Late in the season, John, you know, early on, everything that happened, it's been a roller coaster of a year. You and Kellen, the leaders of this team from a guard perspective and overall leadership, it seems like something changed in the last month or so of the season. Both of you on the same page, not that you were ever off of it, but just completely gelling this last month and a half of the season. What changed?
I don't know. I think we just kind of figure out a way to how we can play together. Obviously, last year we had Keyson and Luke. We had more players than can drive and attack and create for others. We were getting used to playing without Keyson, playing without Luke in the lineup, getting used to playing with Mike, Carter, Lee, all those new players that didn't have that big of a role last year. So we're just getting in a rhythm right now, and I think we're kind of playing like what everybody thought we were going to be from the beginning of the year.
You know, it's fun. Every game I look at the all-time leaders in all these categories, and I don't know how much you follow that, but tonight you moved into 10th place all-time in scoring. I mean, the things that you have done, it's been impressive to watch you and a joy to watch you play the game. Do you pay attention to any of that stuff? I mean, you're in top 10 here, top 10 here. You're always moving up those charts.
I had no idea, actually, until before the game. I was tagged in some stuff on Twitter. So that was the first time I've seen it. But it's just a blessing, and I couldn't have done it without my teammates. I was telling Keyshawn the other day, I think it was after the Richmond game, we were talking about the senior night, and we're just talking about how blessed we've been with teammates throughout the year and playing for Coach McKillop and all the assistant coaches, what they've taught us throughout the year, the 4 years that we've been here. And just like I told him, like, I love you, brother. Like, I couldn't have done it without you. Like, I can't do it without my teammates. Like, they created all the easy buckets for me, and they screened, they cut, they gave me open shots. And if I don't have great shooters around me, I'm not going to be able to drive the basketball. I'm not going to be able to pass the ball. So it's not as much me as my teammates.
Well, John, it's been a joy to watch you play here at Belk Arena. Enjoy the rest of this night. Enjoy getting re-energized or healthier, whatever you need to do in advance of Brooklyn next week. Excited to see what's going to unfold there in New York.
Thank you. Me too.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.